Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
ladies and gentlemen, in the sanctuary and in the land. God bless you. Y'all don't understand. It's just like me. Tired, shut up in my bones. Blessed be the God to look at your man do not. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I think I better ask Pastor Peaches. somebody get Pastor Peaches off the floor. Oh, no, she's not there. Oh, she's sitting in the chair. Okay. Hallelujah. God, sorry about that. Can you give us the housekeeping for telling me before I lose everything on today? Glory to God.
Glory to God. It is a wonderful thing to be in the house of the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And knowing the God of our salvation, we thank God for another Sunday. So get your Bibles. Hallelujah. Get your textbook, which is your textbook. Hallelujah. Get your composition notebook, your highlighters, your pencils, your pens. Hallelujah. So you'll be ready for the word of God when it comes forth. Get your communion elements so you'll be able to break bread when it's time for us to break bread. Hallelujah. And think about now the people that you've seen through the week that may have been ailing or whatever that you want to stand in proxy for. When you take communion, you're going to believe God for their healing too. Hallelujah. And when we put names into the atmosphere, you'll be able to call those names out in prayer.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Set your alarms for 7 o'clock in the morning for a morning worship. Hallelujah. Mark your calendars and reset your alarm for Wednesday evening service. Mark your calendars for the second Friday of the month for men's and women's fellowship. And invite someone to listen with you. Hallelujah. And the fourth Sunday of the month of May, we are in a new month now. And the guest this month will be Pastor Maxine Lee from Essex, Maryland.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Don't forget, look at the church's website. Go to rymmi.org and look at the ministry's website. And there's also a place there, the cash, church's cash app, if you like to donate. Hallelujah. Don't forget to put your pennies aside. Bring them when you come or ask us to come past and pick them up so because we are still collecting pennies for the hospital in Uganda that we are assisting Pastor Helene Russell in building. Hallelujah. Thank you so much.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
And we want to make some special announcements right now. Hallelujah. Hopefully you got your pen and your pencils together. Many of you know in Radio Land and those here that one of our daughters transitioned over a week ago, and we're having her services on this week. The viewing will be from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. on Thursday, the 5th. And the homegoing services will be on Friday, the 6th. The wake is at 10 a.m. And the funeral begins at 10:30 a.m. The place for both services, both events, is 909 Berryman's Lane. That's B-A-R-R-Y-M-E-N apostrophe S. Lane, L-A-N-E, Reisterstown, Maryland, 211-36. It's at the Messiah Community Church. Again, that's Thursday. The viewing is from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. And the homegoing services is on Friday, the 6th, The wake is at 10 a.m. The funeral is at 10:30. And the recast will follow the interment at the same location. So we thank God for y'all that prayerfully consider the family in this matter. And we're asking that you would not send flowers. We got that covered. But we want, this is a celebration of life, a celebration of love. And if you want to bless the family, we ask you that you go to the GoFundMe page, GoFundMe.com, and you put in Shelley Curtis Celebration. There's a picture of her there, and if you want to donate $1, $5, or whatever, it's a legacy of love, a legacy of a life well lived in Christ. So we want to share that with you. Also, an advance notice on the 15th of this month, that's Sunday the 15th, at 9 a.m., yours truly, Bishop Dr. E.T. Byrd will be speaking. Hallelujah. And we'll give you, Pastor Larry Somerville's church, and we will give you the address at a later date, but it's 9 a.m. in the morning. Hallelujah. And we would love for the congregation and those who want to join us, because it's going to be a Holy Ghost field. Come, dunk, and fire, baptize, spiritual blowout. God is going to have his way. So I invite all of you, all our members, to join us. And we'll, again, give you the address in the name of the church, and Pastor Larry Somerville's church, SR, as senior, because there's a junior, he's also a pastor. So God bless you all, and I think that's all the announcements that we have right now. But bless the name of the Lord. You know, one of the things that we do before every service, or before we get into the meat of the services, is that we pray for others.
Yes, yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Now, somebody, hallelujah, God, I don't know all the people who prayed for me, but somebody prayed for me. They had me on their mind. They took a little time to pray for me. I'm so glad they prayed. I'm so glad they prayed for me. My kids, because had they not prayed for me, I might not even be here today. Had they not prayed for me, I might not be serving the Lord today. Had they not prayed for me, I might not even be married, have 8 children, 17 grandchildren, 6 great-grandchildren. Had they not prayed for me, I may not be bishop or a pastor or have a doctorate or graduated from Morgan or all the other colleges. You know, somebody prayed for me. And right now, glory to God, we're going to pray for others. Is that all right? Because when the blessing, the blessings, the praise of the Holy Ghost, come on now, when the Holy Ghost, help me out. When the praises go up,
the blessings,
all right, glory to God.
Hallelujah.
I'm so so excited because of all the things God is doing, and we started off with a blowout this morning, Lord, and I think I'm feeling some of the residual blessings and effects of the spiritual high we came in on. Hallelujah. I believe in the Lord. Glory to God. But I'm going to, my electronic assistant is going to help me,
hallelujah,
hopefully.
Hallelujah.
Hey, Siri.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Play the prayer.
Hallelujah.
The prayer with your
life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I think it's coming. Hallelujah. Yes. As I tune this down just a little bit, begin to put people's names up into the atmosphere. Yes, people who you love, your family members, your neighbors, your co-workers, your church family. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And then put your enemies up there too, because they need God. Oh, I heard that. Somebody said, yeah, they need God real bad. Put them up there too. Glory to God.
Amen.
In the name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Bless your name,
Pastor.
Hallelujah.
Teacher's verse.
Hallelujah.
Dr. Earl.
Hallelujah.
Sister Anne.
Dominique.
Mother. Danielle Curtis.
Roslyn.
Hallelujah. Pamela
Curtis.
Rachel Johnson.
Anna Ava.
Brody Johnson.
Kitty, little kitty.
Lorena Johnson.
Marion
Craig Johnson. Diana Wright. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Louis Wright.
Hallelujah.
Regina Wright. Felicia Wright. Hallelujah. Dwight Hall. Lee Hall. Hallelujah. Antonio Jones, Dexter Jones.
Hallelujah.
Anthony Mikey Jones. Hallelujah. Dominic
Enos.
Hallelujah. Nicholas Jones. Hallelujah. 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 Jason, Brad, Hallelujah, Isabel,
Keisha,
Hallelujah, thank you,
Jesus,
thank you, Jesus, Hallelujah, Hallelujah,
Hallelujah,
Hallelujah,
Hallelujah,
Hallelujah,
Hallelujah,
Hallelujah.
Pastor Viola, right? Marina, hallelujah. Glory to God.
Evelyn.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, let signs and wonders and miracles follow in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Jesus.
We bless your name today.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. We glorify your name today, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Thank you, Lord. After the next election,
thank you, Father.
The voice you will hear will be that of Pastor Peaches. God bless you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I'm going to have to ask my technical assistant to help me again. Siri, play Revelation 19. Hey, Siri, play Revelation
19.
Hallelujah.
Okay. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. And glory, honor and power unto the Lord our God. For the Lord our God is mighty. Yes, the Lord our God is omnipotent. The Lord our God, He is one that holds.
Come on, everybody, to the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Salvation and glory.
Salvation and glory.
I dare you to sing it. Honor and power.
Honor and power.
Unto the Lord our God. I don't care what everybody else says. The Lord our God is mighty. Yes, the Lord our God is omnipotent. The Lord our God, He's wonderful. Yes, He is. Put it in your spirit. Let's release it in the atmosphere. Everybody to Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Salvation and glory. Honor and power, everybody. Unto the Lord our God. That's it. Make it a song for your heart to sing. For the Lord our God. Yes, the Lord our God. The Lord our God. He is wonderful. Where the outpost? Come on, outpost. All praises. To the King of Kings. Yes. And the Lord our God. That is wonderful. Where the soprano singers. Come on, just sing the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Sometimes we get so attuned to what's going on and just accept it and just
Okay, well, that's how life is. Oh, the children, you know, boys going to be boys. You know, girls going to be frisky. They gonna hear the voices of their little buddies. And, well, you know how the economy is. And you know this and that, or whatever. Everything going up. And we got more month at the end of the paycheck. And then more money at the end of the week. And this and that. No, the word of God says life and death. Death and life is in the power of the tongue. And we can have what we say. We've been made endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. So speak your morning time.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Tell the Lord. Look, God, it's morning time. I don't mean the sad morning like you were like grieving, but M-O-R-N-I-N-G. Morning. Hallelujah, because God is just like the morning. He always comes. He always show up. Hallelujah. Doesn't morning always follow night?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. The sun doesn't come out the sky. Morning always precedes night. It may be overcast in the morning. Hallelujah. But it gets bright outside because the sun is still up there.
Yeah.
The clouds may be in front of it, but it's still morning. It's still morning time. Hallelujah. It seems like things not changing. Oh, God, how much longer must I go? Or what must I deal with this? How much longer, Lord, these people won't treat me like this? Sometimes you have to turn your face to the wall. Hallelujah. Was that Hezekiah turned his face to the wall?
Yes.
And then the Lord extended it 15 more years.
Yes, right.
Hallelujah. Sometimes you may need somebody to just come and shake you. Say, hey, you don't have to deal with it. Hallelujah. We have the word of God. When we have the word of God that we know that's in our heart, that's why I say to God, we have to stay in the word. So that when different things come, the word of God will come out of our mouth, will well up from our bellies. Instead of these little colorful words, instead of, oh, if you step in front of me one more time, I'm gonna smack into next week.
Yeah.
Or something. And say, I know we're human. I know we are human, but we are human with the human people with the power of God on the inner in us, and with His word and His power in us. And when we daily eat the word of God, when we feast on the word of God, that's what's going to come up. If you feast on hamburgers and cheeseburgers and whatever you, let's say from the morning to night, whatever you eat, and then something happens, you eat something the wrong thing, when what's going to come up is what you put down in there.
That's right.
So therefore, when you feast on the word of God,
yes,
and something happens,
yes,
hallelujah, if you, the world may react one way, but the saints of God, God has given us so much, and He is so powerful within us that there is another reaction. And sometimes people will look at you and say, well, why isn't she doing this? Why, girl, you want me to go over there and smack her for you? You know, because they're so irritated, they know that you so sweet. She done take me off. I'll go over there and hit her for you. And you say, no, and you're the peacemaker. You say, no. Let God handle it. Let God handle it. Right. Thank you, God. God can handle things way better than we
yeah.
can. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
He knows the ending from the beginning.
Yeah.
And your reaction can prick that person's soul so much that it wins that person's soul to the Lord.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
And furthermore, you don't have to go back and say, I'm sorry. You don't have to say, Lord, forgive me or anything. Hallelujah. And I don't want to do anything that I grieve the Spirit of God. Sometimes our reaction to things can grieve the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
We don't want to grieve the Holy Ghost.
No.
And we don't want to do anything to block our prayers.
Mm.
We don't want to be crazy and foolish. And then when something happens, oh, Jesus. And it seems like our prayers hit the ceiling.
Mm.
We know the word of God, listen to God's going to hear it. But you want to live a life that you call on the name of Jesus at the drop of a hat, hallelujah, and bring your own hat, drop your hat, and the Spirit of God is come up. Hallelujah, the Spirit of God is there.
Hallelujah.
You don't want to call on the name of Jesus and nothing's happening. And just like turning, not knowing that the water been turned off, you go into the faucet to get a cup. You got a cup under the faucet, and you turn it on, and ain't nothing coming out. Something happened. There's been a disconnection somewhere. And you want to know what that happened. No, indeed, when you call on the name of Jesus, you want results.
Hallelujah.
And that's the kind of life we have to live. Yes. And he wants us to live for results. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
When we call on the name of Jesus. And I thank God that I serve a God that sees. And he cares. And he cares about everything that you care about. And he cares about you.
Yes.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Bishop.
Hallelujah.
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 Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Oh God, once again, we come into your presence with expectancy in our hearts. God, we know you're going to bless us. So we lift our hands in the sanctuary and we give you glory and honor and praise. Come on, come on.
We lift our hands in the sanctuary. We lift our hands to give you the glory.
Yeah.
Oh, somebody need to say yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Bless your name, Lord.
We will. And we will pay you all the rest of our
days. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Come on, somebody say yes.
Hallelujah.
We will.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Lord, bless his holy name. Hallelujah, glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Bless your name, Lord. Hallelujah. We bless your name today,
yes,
Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes, we do. Yes,
we glorify your name.
Hallelujah.
You know, as Pastor teaches, as he was sharing, it reminded me of a game that the children used to play many years ago. You know, I used to play it too, called Connect the Dots. And often, we try to connect the dots. Now, you can connect the dots after God does his thing. But we get spend useless time trying to figure out what God is doing. Let God be God.
Hallelujah.
And his enemies be scattered.
Amen, amen.
You know, God is God. So look here. Don't try to connect the dots. I wonder how God's going to do this. That's his job. You do your job. You keep on doing what is right. You keep on blessing the Lord. You keep on praying to him. You keep on speaking words of life, hope, and victory. That's your job. God is going to deal with his job. That's why when Abraham was getting ready to plunge the knife into Isaac, glory to God. The angel wants to stop that. That's all right. Just want to see where your heart was. We got a ram in the bush. See, if you were trying to connect the dots, you wouldn't even pick up the knife. The knife, because you knew, well, God's not dealing with it like that, so I don't even really have to pick up the knife. But God wanted to see what you would do. But he connected. Now you can connect the dots. After the fact, it's all right to connect the dots. Oh, God is moving this way. I prepared for this, and God was doing this and that and the other. Oh, I see now. What do they say? That hindsight is what? 2020 vision. That's right. That's right. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, bless his name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank the Lord.
Hallelujah.
You know, before we even go into Holy Communion, I just want to let y'all know that we ended our series on Life is an Open Book test. It is. And that we continue that. But 15 was far enough, so we're starting something new.
Glory
today.
God.
Hallelujah. But in the meantime, one of the things that we did share in that series was the seven pillars of wisdom.
Yes.
Anybody, now, Pastor Pete, you have to turn around and look and see who puts their hand up first. If you know the seven pillars of wisdom, who picks up their hand first?
By heart or read it or what?
Well, if they got their notebook, they can actually read it because life is an open book test. So what I'm going to share is an open book test. Okay, well, get the mic, Sis Angie. Let's put out the seven pillars of wisdom.
Okay.
And we hope you get good notes, because it's got to be the seven pillars of wisdom. It can't be six and a half. It can't be six or three or two or five. And it definitely can't be seven. It can't be eight. Excuse me.
Amen.
Because we dealt with seven pillars of wisdom.
Amen.
Okay, Sister Angie.
Okay, the seven pillars of wisdom are, number one, have a coachable, teachable spirit.
Mm.
Amen.
Number two, have a burning desire to please God and be excellent. Number three, have a willingness to work and go the extra mile.
Mm-hmm.
Number four, have a heart of integrity and honesty. Integrity and honesty. Number five, have a loving heart.
Mm-hmm.
Number six, have a forgiving heart.
Uh-huh.
And number seven, have a giving heart.
Praise God. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, bless the name of the Lord. God bless you. God bless you, sir. Hallelujah. God bless you.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
It pays to pay attention.
Amen.
In this house.
And to
keep notes. Keep notes. Because life is an open book test. Is that all right, y'all?
Amen.
That y'all understand.
Amen.
The words is coming out of my mouth. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Jesus is Lord.
Jesus is Lord.
I said, praise God. That was all about Jesus, Lord. Then I had to say it again.
And then you said, Jesus,
Lord. See, some of y'all haven't gone to church for years. 10 years, 20 years, 50 years. And you've been going to be entertained. You've been going there to get your shout in. And you leave the church as dumb as you know before you get. Excuse me, did I say that? Pastor Peter said you were stuck on stupid. I'm sorry to say that, but see, you don't know who I'm talking to. I'm not talking to y'all that listen every day. I'm talking to those ones that don't listen. They ain't on here, but we're talking about them anyway. You got to come away with something.
Amen.
You got to take notes, real notes.
Hallelujah.
Sister Angie took what? Real notes. Praise the Lord.
Jesus
Lord.
Jesus Lord.
I don't know. I don't know.
You got that one.
Huh?
I think it was time, and I
hate this thing. Oh, go ahead, see, y'all don't know, see, y'all say, what's going on in that place? See, you know a lot of people, they answer for, and I'm not knocking for, because you got different administrations, the same spirit, different operations, the same spirit,
hallelujah.
But different gifts, the same spirit.
Hallelujah.
So a lot of people answer for and praise the Lord.
Ye Lord!
He was giving an example.
I was giving an example. I'm sorry. God bless y'all, y'all. But see, you don't know what Lord they're talking about.
Amen.
Because some people's Lord is the devil.
Yeah.
Some people's Lord is Hana Krishna, Muhammad, Peter, Toe, Chick, you know, whatever. You know, to Jesus. But my Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Oh, bless his name.
Hallelujah. Bless your name.
Hallelujah. Thank
you, God.
Praise
Hallelujah.
The Lord.
God. Hallelujah. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Y'all in the back, y'all need to catch up. You know, the kids used to say, tomato, tomato, ketchup. So you never heard that one before?
Nope.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
It must be, I don't know. See,
it was before their time.
That's what it was. Praise the Lord.
Jesus is Lord.
My quiver was full before I came. It's empty now.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
God bless you all. We love you. And y'all out there, we thank you so much.
Hallelujah.
We love you because y'all have been dealing with the admonition to tell at least one person a day. that you love them and God loves them too.
Yeah.
I try to do that, but if I count it, it might be 10, 20 people. With, you know, but that's me. But we just ask that you to tell one person a day that God loves them and you love them too. That can change a life. That can save a life. Remember that, y'all.
Because
it's done it in the past.
Amen.
And I know it'll do it in the future. Because some people think that nobody loves them. Nobody cares. But that's the lie of the enemy.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank
the
Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Ain't got nothing there, y'all.
He's the Lord.
He's the Lord. Hallelujah.
He's the Lord. Hallelujah.
In the morning. Come on now. I feel my feet coming on. Let me calm down just a little.
Hallelujah.
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 We thank God.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You, thank you, thank you, Jesus.
At this time.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
1 Corinthians.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Chapter 11.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Verses 23 through 30.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes. It's time for the meal that heals.
Yes.
It's the time for the meal that gives life, preserves life, revives life. It's time for the confirmation meal.
Yes.
That you are a child of the Most High God.
Amen.
It's a confirmation meal of the completed work of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
It's a confirmation meal. Look here. In the Old Testament, the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. The tangible presence of the Lord was manifested in the Ark of the Covenant.
Amen.
But now, you're caught on a post-cross at another level. The tangible manifestation of the presence of the Lord is where? In you.
In you.
He said that, hallelujah, the Holy Spirit of the Lord God is in you, and you, and you.
Yes.
You are
hallelujah.
The Ark of the Covenant.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Post-cross. They had a movie, Raiders of the Lost Ark. They looked all over the place for the Lost Ark. They've been looking for millenniums for the Ark of the Covenant.
Mm-hmm. Hallelujah.
It's all over the world in the body of Christ. The presence of the Lord is in us.
Amen, amen, amen.
People look for holy ground. Some places they go, they take off their shoes to go into the temple, the mosque, or the whatever, because they feel like it's holy ground. But guess what? Pastor Peaches was reading that scripture today in Exodus. I laugh, you know, and I'm going to tell you, it's good to stay in the Word, because as people share the scriptures, the addresses start popping up in your head. And she talked about the holy ground. Guess what? We are the holy ground.
Because
Christ, the very presence of the Lord is in us.
Yes.
Mm.
Yes.
That's why God's admonition to people who would dare, would simply have the unmitigated gall to mess with a child of the Most High God. They not only endanger themselves, they endanger their families, because we are the Ark of the Covenant.
Yes.
We are holy ground.
Yes, thank you, Jesus.
And no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And every tongue that shall rise up against us in judgment.
Thou shalt condemn.
Almighty God condemns. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord. The doctor's judgment is condemned.
Thank you, Jesus.
Because he's a practicing physician.
Thank you, Jesus.
The attorney, the lawyer's judgment is condemned. Because he's a practicing attorney. There are no somebody. Shut out a little bit. I know somebody. We stopped practicing 2,000 years ago. I know somebody. Hallelujah. He's a doctor in a sick room. He's a lawyer in a courtroom. Can you hear me now? Somebody listening to my voice need a divine intervention. Hallelujah.
Signs
and wonders and miracles are following today in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. I digress.
Hallelujah.
In the text today.
Thank you, Jesus.
Holy Communion. Hallelujah. We lift up the elements of Holy Communion right now. Father God, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you for it. We ask that you would bless it, anoint it, sanctify it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You out there, you didn't get your stuff together before. If you need healing in your body, don't be a knucklehead. Go ahead and get something so you can take communion with us. Because it's the meal that heals. Thank you, Lord. In the text today, it says to examine yourselves. And we examine ourselves. And often when we do this, we think about, did I do anything wrong? But don't even worry about that. All you got to do is say, Lord, I repent of everything I said, done, or even thought that was displeasing in your sight. Please forgive me for every sin of omission and commission. As I forgive everyone and everything they've ever done to me, whether real or imagined. I thank you that the names are now written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Thank you, Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Go to it. I forgive myself. I hold no grudges, no resentment, no guilt. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, feel. You can shake yourself just a little bit. You feel a little bit free right now. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. So, and again, that scripture, the text says, examine yourselves. And the word of the Lord helps us do that. Isaiah 53:5 says, he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of peace was upon him. And with his stripes we are healed. 1 Peter 2:24b says, with his stripes we were healed. And if we were healed, we are healed.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus. Hebrews 9:22b says, without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sin. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Revelations 1:5 says, you washed our sins with your own blood. Ephesians 1:7, Colossians 1:14, Matthew 26:28 says, we have redemption through your blood, and through your blood that our sins are forgiven. Hallelujah. I want you to meditate on that just for a minute.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
in remembrance of you.
Hallelujah.
We take this bread.
Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord.
In remembrance of
hallelujah.
We take this.
Your word says in the text today, that he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to themselves. And for this cause, many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. Well, Baruch Hashem Adonai, blessed be God the Lord. We are taking communion worthily, because we rightfully deserve the body and blood of the Lord Jesus. Therefore, we're eating and drinking blessings to ourselves, strength to ourselves, healing to ourselves, life to ourselves. Deuteronomy 30:19 says, I set before you life and death, blessings and curses. Choose life and you and your children shall live. Psalms 118:17 says, you will not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. Numbers 23:19, God, you said that you're not a man that you should lie, neither the son of man that you should repent. But everything you said, everything you spoke out of your mouth, you shall perform it. Hallelujah. Isaiah 55:11. Your word will not come back void, but it will accomplish. It will prosper with you with sin. We thank you for your word on today, Lord. We thank you for your word on today, Lord. We thank you for your word today, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Mm. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Oh, bless your name,
Jesus. On the same night, with the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed. He took the bread, and when he had given thanks, we thank you, Lord, again. He broke it and declared, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's eat together. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
We thank you, Lord.
Thank you. Thank you.
For your healing already, Lord. Somebody need to be saying, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Somebody feels a pain or discomfort in their body. Somebody being attacked. Somebody got a bad report. They need to be saying, thank you, Jesus, right now.
Hallelujah.
We thank you, Lord, for our healing already. Thank you, Jesus. Your word says in 74:18 and Isaiah 61:1-3. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
That you want to heal us everywhere we went. Your word says that you even heal the brokenhearted, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
We thank you all for healing. every area of our lives, spiritual, emotional, physical, social, financial healing. Thank you, Lord, for healing every system of our bodies, the alimentary system, the cardiovascular system, the endocrine system, the genital system, the integumentary system, the musculoskeletal system, the nervous system, the respiratory system, the urinary system. We thank you, Lord, for healing from the top of our heads to the soles of our feet, to inside our outside in. We thank you, Lord, for supernatural coronal miracles right now, all over the world. Back problems being healed right now.
Yes,
knee problems, leg problems,
yes.
Heart problems, lung problems.
Hallelujah.
Put over the little cancer being dissolved. Tumors disappearing right now. All over the world. Isaiah, cross your color. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Matthew 15:26. St. John 1:12-13. Galatians 3:26. Psalms 100 says, we are your children, hallelujah, and the sheep of your pasture. And healing is the bread of your children. We thank you, Lord, for your healing bread on today. Oh, my mama shall cut over. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And on the same night in which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father.
He took the cross.
Hallelujah.
And when he had given thanks, and we thank you again, Lord.
Hallelujah.
He declared, this is the New Testament in my blood. Do this and remember to me. Let's drink together. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our hearts. Thank you, Lord. We thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our homes. Exodus 12:18-23. Exodus 15:26. Deuteronomy 7:15. God, you said. God, you say. God, you say. When I see the blood, I will pass over you, and none of the diseases of Egypt of the world shall overtake you. When I see the blood, thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. But the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our homes, our families, our loved ones, our jobs, our ministries. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our past, present, and future sins, our mistakes and mistakes, our forefathers and failures. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Shakara the bull shut. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers us as we sleep. As we travel in vehicles throughout the land. As we work and play, as we walk and talk, as we worship and praise, the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We don't be straight like men and women putting their feet down in the spirit. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already decimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, nullifies, brings to nil, makes a noise that brings to nil. In the name of Almighty God. In Jesus' name. in the spirit, hallelujah, by the power of the Holy Ghost, in the spirit of Elijah the Tishbite. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already decimates, annihilates, eradicates every curse against us and our family. Every spell, every hex, every vexing. We call down the fire of heaven on every curse against us and our family. Every spell, every hex, every vexing in Jesus' name. Fire, 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 in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Satan, we curse you from the root and command you to be bound in Jesus' name and all your satanic cohorts. Hallelujah. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already undoes, unties, severs, cuts, breaks, nullifies, brings to naught, makes to no effect, brings to naught, reverses, eliminates, decimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, utterly destroys every ungodly soul tie. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. For the confirmation meal. That we are children of the Most High God. And because we are children of the Most High God, no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And every tongue that shall rise up against us in judgment, thou shalt condemn. For this is the heritage of the children of the Most High God. This is a confirmation meal that we have already received. The blessings of Almighty God. This is a confirmation meal that we already have received. The Abrahamic covenant blessings. In Jesus' name. This is a confirmation meal that we are the Ark of the Covenant post-cross. We are Holy Ground post-cross. No longer is God standing on the outside looking in. But he let us.
Yes, he is. Thank you,
Jesus. Closing us the hope of glory.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
So we boldly share. We boldly speak our family daily confession. We speak to every man, woman, boy, girl in our family, in our extended family. Those who do have sense enough to call your name, and those who don't. Those who are close to you, Lord, and those who are far off. Those who have the wisdom, spiritual wisdom, and those who are knuckleheads. We speak to all of them right now as if somehow they woke up. We speak to every man, woman, boy, girl in our families, according to Genesis. Thank you, Holy Ghost. According to Job 22:28, Romans 4:17, 2 Kings, the first chapter, Acts chapter 1, verse 8, Romans chapter 8, verse 11. We decree and declare that we are mighty men and women of valor. Sanctuary in the image of God, full of integrity and truth, mighty thinkers in Jesus' name, lean, clean, spiritual kingdom machines. We know who we are from God's perspective, and we're not intimidated by anything in this life. We are kingdom citizens. We are fivefold ministry gifts. We are gifts to the ministry of helps. We are brilliant, we are awesome, we are amazing, we are intelligent, we are powerful, we are perfect, we are strong, we are mighty, we are great, we are beautiful in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. I know some of you wonder why we do this every service. Because it has to get into our soul around bring it down to our hearts. You've got to hear yourself saying it in the midnight hour. You've got to hear yourself saying it when trouble comes knocking on your door. You've got to hear yourself saying it when the devil tries to scare tactics on you. When the boss is yelling in your ear, you've got to hear this thing. And then you put your hand up and say, excuse me, I need to stop you, boss, just for a minute. Because I got to do something real quick.
Mm-hmm.
And you look towards heaven and you say, Father, forgive him, for he know not what he does. Please, Lord, have mercy on him and his family. In Jesus' name. And watch your boss put up his finger like the mothers of old and start kicking out. Because I ain't messing with this here woman or this here man whose God is God. There's some stuff in your life that will bless you, not because they serve God, because they know you do, and they know that your God is God. Hallelujah, thank you, Lord. Oh, glory to God.
Glory.
I think that was Holy Communion on the day.
Yes, yes.
Hallelujah. Now to him was able to keep us from falling, and to present us faultless before the presence of his glory, with exceeding joy, be the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever, in Jesus' name. John 1:24-25. And y'all still wondering, why does he keep saying those scriptures, the addresses, after he says the scripture? Because one day you're going to need to find that scripture and lean on that word of God. And just bring God and remember. But if you don't know where that scripture is, you're going to Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, Joshua, Judges, Ruth, 1 Samuel, 2 Samuel, 1 Kings, 2 Kings, 1 Chronicles, 2 Chronicles, Ezra, Nehemiah, Esther, thank God, Job, hallelujah, Psalms, Proverbs, hallelujah, Ecclesiastes, Song of Solomon, hallelujah, Isaiah, Jeremiah, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah, Lamentations, Ezekiel, Daniel, hallelujah, Hosea, Joel, glory to God, Amos, hallelujah, Obadiah, hallelujah, Jonah, glory to God. You're going to all of the time to find the scripture, glory to God, hallelujah, Micah, Nahum, hallelujah, Habakkuk, Zephaniah, glory to God. Okay, Lord, it ain't in the Old Testament. Let me look at the New Testament. And we go through Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Romans, 1 Corinthians, 2 Corinthians, hallelujah, Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians, 1 Thessalonians, 2 Thessalonians, 1 Timothy, 2 Timothy, Titus, Philemon, Hebrews, so my, oh glory to God, could it be in the general epistles, so glory to God, you go to James, and 1 Peter, 2 Peter, 1 John, 2 John, hallelujah, 3 John, glory to God, you go to Jude, so maybe it's in Revelation. Yeah, I don't know where it is. That's why I give you the address, so you can find it, because you'll spend your life trying to find the scriptures if you don't know where it is.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I didn't want to go there, but I went there anyway.
Hallelujah.
Lord have mercy, Jesus.
Hallelujah. That's encouraging. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Shaka rabba, shaka rabba.
Hallelujah.
Oh, Lord, hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Pastor Peaches.
Hallelujah.
Lord. I want to ask you a question. Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
What is cowhide used for?
Hold the cow together.
Hallelujah. Well, bless the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Okay, what time is it, Pastor Pete?
Hallelujah. All right, it's time to go. Oh, my God. What? No, it isn't. Oh, no. Time for the word, Pastor Bird. What is the word, Pastor Bird?
Jesus is Lord.
Yes, he is. Jesus is Lord.
The glory of God the Father. Jesus. What happened to the time, somebody? Well, let me just say this. Life is an open book text. Love is the subject of life. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Love is the subject of life.
Yes, yes, yes.
Mm, mm, mm.
Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father.
Y'all need to know this.
Hallelujah.
Jonathan Wednesday, y'all. Okay. I'm a Jesus. Yeah, but I need to share some things before we go. Again, do you have your notebooks?
Yes, yes.
The homegoing services for our daughter, Shelly Cadence. The bring is on this Thursday coming. That's May 5th from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. And then the actual homegoing services on Friday. Celebration, the homegoing celebration is on Friday the 6th. The wake is at 10 a.m. to 10:30, and then the funeral starts at 10:30. And then the repast is at the same place. All of this is at the same place, which is 909 Berryman's Lane. Reisterstown, Maryland, 21136. Again, that's B-A-R-R-Y-M-E-N apostrophe S, Lane, L-A-N-E. That's Messiah Community Church, 909. And if you want to donate, we ask that you don't do flowers, you know, if you want to contribute to the celebration.
We have Cash App.
We got Cash App. You can go to the website, rymmi.org, and go to that, or you can go to GoFundMe page.
Yes, the Cash App is $ Willie Peach. $ W-I-L-L-I-E. P-E-A-C-H. That's what,
hallelujah,
the Cash App for Shelly.
Okay, again, that Cash App for Shelly again.
$ W-I-L-L-I-E, P-E-A-C-H. Peach.
Okay, that's all low cases?
I really don't think it matters.
Okay.
I capitalized when I did it.
All right. So you could do that. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And if you want to go to the GoFundMe page, you can do that and put in Shelly Curtis. You see a picture of her and some words.
Mm-hmm.
So God bless you real good, and we want you to continue to keep us all up in prayer. Pastor Peaches, the floor is yours for real.
Hallelujah. Thank God for the word of God today.
Yes. Hallelujah. We thank God for the joy of the Lord is in our souls that is keeping us going at this moment. Hallelujah. The joy of the Lord is our strength, and God is proving himself to us at this very moment. When we are at our weakest or whatever, when we don't think we have strength to go on, God shows us, yes, I got you. Hallelujah. Thank God for having us. Thank God for the word of God that's down in our hearts. It's keeping us going day by day. Hallelujah. And if you want to know this Jesus that we're talking about, just repeat this prayer behind me. Father, Lord Jesus, I repent of my sins and I ask you to come into my heart so that I can make you my Lord and Savior.
Hallelujah.
And if you repeated that prayer,
You are now excuse me, a child of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. I need to share this too before we go off. Is on Saturday I went to a memorial service for one of our dear friends in Dundalk. She and her husband lost their only daughter, Vicky, and it was a memorial service. And we were able to be a part of that service. And I'm going to tell you, 30 people gave them their hearts to the Lord in that service.
Hallelujah!
And you think that was significant? What was more significant? I was the only African-American in that group. And 30 people gave themselves their hearts to the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So we thank God for that occurrence. It was a fantastic memorial service. So we praise God for that. And we just want to let y'all know. I need to ask y'all a question.
Hallelujah.
Who's in the house?
Jay-Z.
JC's in the house.
Yes, sir.